A measure to elect a mayor and expand the city commission in Sarasota was easily defeated last night, despite the fact supporters of the measure outspent opponents by a prodigious amount. Kelly Kirshner currently sits on the Sarasota City Commission and was against the measure.
I was surprised at how decisive the margin was really against this initiative. The final numbers for how much was spent in favor of the proposal are not in, but it sounds like it's probably close to $100,000. And when you contrast that with just a little over $10,000 that a citizens group opposing this spent to try to inform the public really on what the fine print meant for the community, it's kind of impressive, and I think it's a testament to those that came out to vote that they did their due diligence and understood that this was about a lot more than just an elected mayor.
Currently, citizens in the city of Sarasota elect a six-member commission, and one of the commissioners is rotated annually to act as the sitting mayor. The measure on the ballot last night would have eliminated the rotating mayor system, with citizens voting for a mayor and the commission then adding two new seats. That aspect angered many in the black community of Sarasota, who claimed the bigger commission would have further diluted their relevance at City Hall. Sarasota City Commissioner Kelly Kirshner says that though the elected mayor aspect of the initiative drew the excitement and headlines, in fact, the two new commissioners provide for a lot of the opposition.
And it wasn't so much about an elected mayor, but it was about adding two new commissioners and really changing the framework for what is, you know, traditionally known as a city manager form of government by including, very vague wording in there that was taken from no charter elsewhere in the state of Florida or from throughout the country. This was a very odd hybrid. So this, and that was what was so frustrating for many of us who were fighting against this, that the only thing that was ever talked about was an elected mayor, but again, it was about expanding the commission and was about changing the structure of power that we currently have in a city manager form of government.
Susan Chapman is the chair of the Citizens' Voice, a committee organized to oppose the charter amendment. She also said voters cared as much, if not more, about the addition of two new commissioners as they did about an elected mayor.
That was a very big aspect because neighborhood people are citizens. They represent the majority of the citizens in this community. And it was a blatant attempt to undermine the representation of neighborhoods. In fact, they came out and said that. The sad part about this is that the media bought the framing of the message by the other side and would only talk about, quote, the elected mayor, when this was a major attempt to restructure our government and change the power base.
Pro-development and real estate interests were pushing the measure hard, as was the Greater Sarasota Chamber of Commerce. Attorney Susan Chapman from the opposition group Citizens Voice says even though this is the third time in the last 15 years that an elected mayor measure has failed, she won't be surprised if it comes back again.
Well, I've already read media reports and seen them on TV saying that they have no intention of stopping. They see it as an imprimatur to go forward, which is sort of incredible. I went around speaking and saying that there was a 60-40 split in this community, and they were the 40, but now it's a 65-35 split in this community, and they're the 35.